surprised after years of walking with the Lord and studying His Word. To those who first get saved, the initial understanding can be very sweet. But there are depths to His grace only time can bring to the heart of the believer. I chose this scripture to comment on this morning because of the Lord's response to Paul's three requests to be delivered from his thorn in the flesh. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. The definition of this word sufficient, used here in the Greek, implies to be satisfactory, be content, or be enough. So even though the Lord told Paul his grace was sufficient, he meant it is enough to meet every need in every situation that may seem to overwhelm us. Doesn't he tell us in Romans 5 how his grace abounds more than our sin? In Ephesians 2 about the exceeding riches of his grace? Doesn't he invite us to a throne of grace where we can find help in our time of need in Hebrews 4? Aren't we told to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in 2 Peter? His grace can mean and be much more than sufficient. But the one thing it is always sufficient. But grace can mean so much more and go so much farther. God's grace signifies His favor towards us. And that is sufficient to strengthen and comfort in all our afflictions and distresses. His strength is made perfect in our weakness when His grace is manifested and magnified. When we are weak in ourselves, then we are strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus. When we feel weak, then we go to Jesus and receive divine strength and divine grace. In the Amplified, the last half of verse 9 says, "Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me." His grace, which is sufficient, and His strength, which is made perfect, is a part of that power of Christ, which is spread over us like a tent when we are pressed out of measure. Then, how do we take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake? For when I am weak, then am I strong. Truly, this is strange language to be used concerning the flesh. We want to be strong and self-sufficient. To endure any one of those five challenges in verse 10 is one thing. But to be well pleased with them, to welcome them, to boast in them, to praise God for them, that is victory. When I can't get along without God, when I realize I am nothing until I have learned the source of unfailing strength, then I can say, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I have been through things where I have besought the Lord much more than three times. Really, almost begged Him to keep me from certain trials, and He took me through them anyway. But through it all, I learned to trust Him and believe Him more. And above all, I learned to love Him more and more. So now we come to the understanding that there can be a blessing in the thorn. Praise the Lord.